Yes, it's time once again for our new Musers Musical segment, the Musers segment about music for Make Benefit Glorious Cumulus Radio Empire. And it's brought to us once again by the good folks at Globe Life, who's your beneficiary. They've got a site specifically for our good P1s, globelifep1.com. Well, we're taking turns hosting this segment each week until we get concerts back and we can return to Biggest Show Coming to Town this week. And this week, it's my turn.
Yay, Craig.
Yes,
so I thought we would talk about the worst songs ever produced. And I've come up with a list of five. These are, in my opinion, the five worst songs that ever made it to a studio and were actually produced. You may agree or disagree with some of these, but this is my list and my list only, and this will be my legacy and my legacy only. All right, first up is a song that we've been hearing quite a bit of recently, and I do, after hearing it a lot these last few weeks, agree that this is one of the five worst songs ever produced.
Oh, my God.
I had just gotten over it and out of my head.
God, that, you know, that guitar feels like the tempo is shifting a little bit on that acoustic sawing.
I hadn't really thought of this as one of the worst songs I'd ever heard until you brought it to our attention a few weeks ago. And it really is. The lyrics, I've been analyzing for 2 weeks now just around the house. Various lines, and they're so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's full of horrible.
Yes. Four Non-Blondes. What's the actual title of the song?
That's what's weird is, like, you know, What's Going On should be the title.
Right.
Because that's mentioned several times in the song. The name of the song is What's Up.
Makes me crazy, this song.
And from the very beginning, the phrasing. 25 years. Yeah, that doesn't fit. Just go with 20.
How about this part?
Yes. All right. Not going to subject everybody to this again, but that's one of my top five. Next on my list of the five worst songs ever produced, I think that this is somewhat universally regarded as the worst rock and roll song of all time. I know it's my least favorite song ever. The first time I heard it, I thought it sucked, and I've thought it sucked ever since. Every single time I hear it, I'm amazed at how bad this is and how it got to be a big hit.
We built this city.
Yeah, you've always had that
rock and roll.
This actually isn't the worst part of it. It's this part that's coming up.
Yeah.
Crank it up. Here we go. Such an exercise video song.
It is.
Say you don't know me. I'll recognize my face. Say you don't.
Just singing so passionately about building a city on rock and roll. And yeah, all the herky jerkiness to this song.
Sinking in your fight.
And this was. Who is this?
Starship.
Starship. So not Jefferson Airplane.
And not Jefferson Starship.
But just Starship.
I think just Starship, yeah. And this was a huge hit, MTV generation. Oh, I can't stand that song.
1985.
All right, number three on my list of the worst songs ever produced. This was produced at a somewhat lower level, but the more I think about this song,
what level?
I believe it's the worst rap song ever.
This shouldn't count.
Skittles into it.
I pray.
pray that one day the lost will be found and they will be brought to you so you can forgive them for the sins. I pray that one day I can come before your eyes and see what lies ahead, because I pray that one day no one will be lost, because Jesus paid the cost for all of us to live and we need to give him praise. I pray that one day all hands will be raised and no one will be left out, because I pray that one day the truth will be told and everyone will hold a key to your gate, to your kingdom, O Lord. Every night, every day.
What just happened?
I will pray.
I guess shifted into the chorus.
I will pray.
All of a sudden.
And peace will come. Freedom will reign.
This part's very melodic.
Every night, every day. I will pray. And the lost will be saved. And the saved will sing. Every night, every day, every night, every day, we will sing, we will pray. I pray, Lord, that one day freedom will reign, your kingdom will be filled, because, Lord, everyone needs you. I pray that one day we will lift our voices so high that the skies will split and you will lie in us, because it's the way it's meant to be.
Christian rapper from Arkansas that Gordo discovered.
And he had many great hits.
And worship you. I pray that
my
one
label,
day
that was
I
a great
feel
song.
Like a champion again and show people the truth.
The other big tunes he had.
I think those were his two biggest
hits. Said and done, Lord, you are the one that has won. Every night.
This part
every day,
sends me into deep hypnosis.
I will pray, Lord.
Just makes my eyes
I
cross.
I will pray.
Sinks my blood pressure down to the levels.
Did you get this off Spotify?
Every night, every day.
Could we convince, like, one of our most popular urban stations in Dallas-Fort Worth to try to mix this in as a gag next April Fool's Day?
Oh, I wish.
And try to pass this off as a new rap song.
Man, I wish.
And see how many calls flood their switch banks. Switch banks. Switch boards.
That would be so banks. Glorious.
Lord, I want you to fill my cup so I can pour out.
Okay, that's enough of that. All right, let's go to the fourth song on my list of the five worst songs ever produced. And I know he's a good P1.
Oh, no.
But this song makes the list.
This is unfair. These shouldn't count.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they were barely recorded.
And now the time is here.
This is Merle Miller from Crowley, Texas, who was very affected by Emmett's not retiring, but just moving on to another team.
Has made it clear. Jerry has made his case of which he's certain. Emmett knew it was coming soon. The rumors were real. That's what they all say. But remember this, much more than all, he did it Emmett's way.
This, of course, is Emmett's way,
not Emmett's way.
He's had his share with Daryl and Troy. Never dissension. He did what he knew was right.
Right.
While others strayed, only creating more tension. Emmett's plan was clear all along. Each game he played, fans would gladly say, oh, I'm proud, so very proud to see him do it his way.
Here we go.
Yes, there would come a time.
Now, we're going to get a dive bomb here in a second.
It would come up. He was thought to be through, but that time has come, and we're casting doubt. He's taking it on, and won't back out.
There he is. Dive bomb, scrape the city of London on that one.
And the problem is that we can't play the whole thing because it's an incredibly long song.
Like 8 minutes, isn't it?
Every time you think it's over.
Right, it just keeps back. Going. Yeah,
that sounded like the end there that he just built up to.
Will he be in Tampa? Just keeps going. It's amazing.
We know it's not.
All right, and number five on my list of the worst songs of all time ever produced. This is also a sports song.
Oh. Dang it! Stop it!
What?
This is another one that keeps going and keeps going.
Park seems so empty. It's like we've lost a friend. The lights have all been turned out.
This is the mic he just touched home.
It feels like someone's missing. Someone we all.
What does that mean, Giorgio?
So he just died.
You defend this song, so you tell us what that means. So there were two things that possibly could have happened to Mickey Mantle. He died, which is what all the news stories said, or he just fouled out a little out of view.
I'd like to choose the latter, that it's he's never gone.
Fouled out a little out of view. That makes no sense.
And then there's the one that we just missed that... He's up in heaven, and he's playing every day now and getting all his rest.
Yes.
Those are two opposites.
How great heaven is.
You can do both.
Obviously, there is no load management in heaven.
No. None.
Because Mick is playing every day now.
And getting all his rest.
Now, I think we decided between these two heavyweights in the world of sports music, the Mick Just Touched Home is worse than Emmett's Way, right?
Yeah, because the Mick Just Touched Home is an original song. So there was more intentionality that went into it.
And the lyrics make less sense.
Yeah, and was it noted P1 Brad C. who bought... There was one cassette copy of this available on eBay.
Yes.
And he bought it up. He snatched it up.
And when the hardline...
He's gambling on Mick Just Touched Home futures right now, and right. He thinks it's really going to skyrocket.
When they first played this on the hardline, they really thought it was good, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Rhines had a tear in his eye when this was playing.
Because then for like the next 2 months, Gordo would go in and dramatically read the lyrics just to get on their nerves.
Yes. And Grego charged me.
I don't care what you say.
And knocked me off of the office chair I was standing on top of while I was doing a dramatic reading of the lyrics.
Stop it!
So those are my five. I think those are the worst songs ever produced. Now, sometimes, and I thought about putting this song in my five, sometimes songs are so bad that they become great, and I think this is an example of that. Yeah. The greatness of space people.
Yeah, this song has become
they
great.
They come from space, so they don't come from here. These are
the space. Instrument going at a different tempo.
They found outer space. Oh, space people.
Space people, they don't come from here.
No.
They are from outer space.
That's right.
Those are genius lyrics.
The company with the worst video of all time, too.
Right?
Watch it.
That's so weird.
That's so early internet.
All right, starting off your Tuesday with some bad music.
Yay.
That's fun.
Up next, the corner.
A difference. Next.
I was outside one day in my backyard.
The ticket.